Tonight I want to speak on measuring spiritual maturity. When one becomes a child of God, he is first born again spiritually. We read in John, the 3rd chapter, in verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered him and said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Also, once spiritually reborn through baptism, we are a spiritual babe who is to grow. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1, Wherefore, laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies and envyings and evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And moving on to 2 Peter and chapter 3 and verse 18, But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. One grows spiritually by feeding upon the word of God. In Acts 20 and 32, And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Developing a spiritual appetite in order to hunger and thirst after righteousness also causes us to grow. In Matthew 5 and 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. How can one accurately measure that growth? What standards can be employed to gauge the growth? Well, the Bible, as always, supplies us those standards, and we will consider some of those in this lesson. First, we're going to talk about the Christian graces. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In order to grow as one should, these things must be added to one's faith. To properly add them to your faith, you must know what they are and why you need them. Things to be added to one's faith, faith being the foundation upon which to build, first virtue, the determination to do right. Knowledge, the knowledge of the Word of God, for it tells you what is right. Self-control, application of that knowledge to your life. Perseverance, remaining steadfast to the Lord and his cause. Godliness, being like God as he would have you to be. Brotherly kindness, tender affection toward brethren in Christ. Love, devotion to God, Christ, and your fellow man. And this is expressed in obedience to God, which causes you to be of service to all. If you are maturing as you should, these things are abounding in your life. If you lack these things, you are blind as to what your life in Christ should be about. These do not come easily. It takes diligence on our part. Next, let's look at the fruit of the Spirit. We will examine Galatians 5, verses 16 through 25. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one to the other, so that ye cannot do these things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh, which are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in past time, that they which do these such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ, have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. The fruit of the Spirit is love, God and neighbor, the underlying principle of all. Joy, not based on externals, rather the delight of love satisfied. Peace with God that passeth us all understanding, as we read in Philippians 4 and verse 7, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. This is the peace of the soul. Long-suffering, to bear with the mistakes and wrongs which grow out of weakness, infirmities, and even the evil designs of others. Kindness, gentle towards all, return good for evil. Goodness, kindly activity for the true good of others. Faithfulness, complete trust and confidence in God. Gentleness or meekness, quiet, forbearing spirit that suffers wrong without resentment, but firmness and unyielding devotion to right. Self-control, restraining all passions and desires within the limits of divine standard. And lastly, let's look at some other marks of maturity found in the Scripture. The ability to take solid food. We read in Hebrews 5 and 14, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use of their senses exercise to discern both good and evil. The example of the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 3 verses 1 through 3, and brethren, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet are you able, for you are yet carnal, and whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men. Corinthians were not able to handle the strong meat at this point. Also, this ability is obtained through study and application. The ability to discern good and evil. The ability to control one's tongue, as in James 3 and verse 2. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. love for one's enemies. In Matthew 5, and beginning in verse 43, have ye heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy? But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good unto them that hate you, pray for them which despisefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans do the same? If ye salute your brethren only, what do you have more than others? Do not even the publicans also? Be ye therefore perfect, as your Father is perfect, which is in heaven is perfect. Realization of one's own imperfections. In Philippians 3, beginning in verse 11, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, thus be thus minded, and if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. And lastly, if you have gone, sold, and followed, if Jesus is your all. In Matthew 19 and verse 21, Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. In conclusion, how do we measure up? Are we growing as Christians? If we keep reading, studying, and applying these passages with diligent effort and a great deal of prayer, we will become competent or complete, mature, perfect in Christ. Thank you.